My friends, I want to relate to you a true event which happened in 2014 in the Diocese of Maiduguri in Nigeria. The diocese was being threatened and really ravaged by the ISIS-related group Boko Haram, a terrorist organization. Many church properties and parishes were burnt. Many identifiable Catholics were persecuted, even killed. There was a great exodus of thousands of members of the diocese under the threat of Boko Haram. And the bishop, Bishop Oliver Dash Dome, decided to take it to prayer. And he went before the Blessed Sacrament, and in a prayer something similar to this, asking our Lord, how am I going to protect the flock of my diocese? I am their shepherd, and wolves are attacking them. How can I protect my people? The bishop stated that during this prayer, our Lord appeared to him in a vision. And in the vision, our Lord held out a sword for the bishop. When the bishop grabbed the sword, it turned into the rosary. And our Lord said three times, Boko Haram gone. Since that event in 2014 to the present, there has been a huge advancement of the faithful coming back to the diocese, of Boko Haram being expelled from the diocese through the power of prayer. Such is the power of the rosary as a spiritual weapon. In fact, Our Lady spoke to Saint Dominic, who received the essence of the rosary prayer, as an evangelical, powerful, protective, meditational prayer that would both be a spiritual weapon for the time, Dominic's battle against the Albigensian heresy, and for future eras in the church, in the future. This prayer, this spiritual weapon, is something that each of us need to take. We can't expect our Lord to appear to all of us, but we have to accept His message. The rosary is a spiritual weapon. It is a spiritual weapon for families, for relationships, for cities, and for nations. Think of the need of praying the rosary in terms of what's presently happening in terms of family attacks. You know, St. John Paul II was famous for saying, "Be not afraid." But in his apostolic letter on the rosary, he says in the early paragraphs, "I am afraid for the future of the family." And that was one reason he wrote the apostolic letter, for family protection and sanctification through the rosary, as well as the second intention, which was world peace through the rosary. So we hear even from Our Lady's apparitions at Lourdes, she calls us to pray the rosary by example. She's praying the rosary along with Saint Bernadette. At Fatima, which is technically not the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, but her title at Fatima is Our Lady of the Rosary, calling us to pray the rosary every day. Then it places beyond at apparitions today, calling even for as many as the 15-decade rosary. It's a rosary imperative. We have to return to this prayer of the rosary. One mother said, "You know, I realized that we had to start praying the family rosary, but I realized that in our present family situation, neither my husband nor my children would join me. So I decided after dinner, I would sit on the couch and I would start praying the rosary." Well, first, my youngest child came up and said, "Mommy, what are you doing?" She told her. They started praying the rosary, just mom and youngest child. In a couple weeks later, the older children started joining the mother with the rosary. And then ultimately, some 3 months later, the husband, the father, joined in the family rosary. Such is the heroism of example that's necessary for us to pray the family rosary. But I want to give you this image, and I want to leave you with this image. Visualize your house, your home, and then visualize attacks coming from, let us say, demons or ungodly figures. But they are repelled. They cannot reach your house. Why? Because there's a golden rosary surrounding your house. And as the ill elements and the demons seek to penetrate your home, they can't get in. That, my friends, I believe is a valid metaphor of what happens when you pray the family rosary. It's like a golden rosary around your house. Does it mean that there's not going to be temptation? Of course not. But you're talking about a huge supernatural protection for your marriage, for your family, for your children's formation. My friends, What I think used to be optional is, in a certain sense, a necessity. We have a new imperative to pray the rosary as individuals, to pray the rosary as families. So let's take to heart that vision of Jesus to the bishop, which is a vision that really can be extended to all of us. Let's take the rosary as a spiritual weapon afresh. As we enter this month of the rosary, the month of October, let's redouble our generosity in praying the rosary. If we've fallen out of practice in terms of family rosary or personal rosary, let's do it. And if we can be more generous, if we can pray more than one rosaries, let's do it. Let's do it for our Holy Father. Let's do it for our church. Let's do it for the end of abortion. Let's do it for our brothers and sisters in purgatory waiting for our prayers. Let's do it for family sanctification. Let's do it for the solemn definition of Our Lady, that the whole world will know they have a spiritual mother. We have so many intentions and we have the tool. Let's pick up and let's use our spiritual weapon, the rosary. Thank you. God bless.